Good afternoon. Today I want to talk about the past. Not history in the storytelling sense. Not memory like you remember a song. I mean something stricter. I mean why, once structure exists, you can't just rewind it. Let me start with something simple. Take a glass. Drop it. It shatters. Now here's the important part. The laws of physics would allow the glass to reassemble. Every shard could fly back up. Heat could flow back into your hand. The sound could reverse itself. Nothing in the laws forbids that. And yet, it doesn't happen. Why? The usual answer is entropy. That word is correct, but not helpful yet. Today, I want you to see why the past suddenly matters once structure exists. Imagine building a house. You don't place every piece at once. You lay a foundation. Then walls. Then roof. Then wiring. The order matters. If you remove the foundation after the roof is on, the house doesn't politely rewind itself. It collapses. Here's the key idea for today. Once structure is built in stages, the order of those stages cannot be undone without loss. That's not philosophy. That's engineering. Earlier in the course, laws didn't care about history. A law works today or it doesn't. It doesn't remember yesterday. But organizations are different. They are assembled. They are stabilized. They are patched. They are repaired. And all of that leaves scars. Let me tell you a story. Two people build identical looking bridges. Same materials. Same design. Same weight limits. But one was built carefully, with temporary supports removed at the right times. The other was rushed, patched, reinforced after mistakes. They look the same. They are not the same. One fails sooner. Why? Because history is embedded in structure. This is what we mean by path dependence. It's not that the past exists as a record. It's that the present is constrained by how it came to be. Here's another example. Learn a bad habit early, typing, posture, pronunciation. You can correct it later. But correction is harder than not having learned it at all. Why? Because structure has already formed around it. Undoing structure costs energy. And some things are cheaper to live with than to erase. This brings us to an uncomfortable truth. Perfect reversibility is incompatible with organization. If every step could be undone cleanly, nothing would ever settle. No commitment. No stabilization. No persistence. Structure requires forgetting. Yes, forgetting. That sounds wrong, but it isn't. To build anything stable, you must discard alternatives. You must choose one path and abandon others. Those abandoned paths are not stored somewhere waiting politely. They are gone. That's why you can't go back. Here's the moment where memory sneaks in. Memory is not remembering everything. Memory is what remains because it could not be undone. A bent metal beam remembers stress. A scar remembers injury. A trained reflex remembers repetition. Not because they want to. Because reversal was too expensive. And this is crucial. History is not valuable because it is meaningful. History is valuable because it is cheap compared to erasing it. Now let me be very clear. Nothing today implies destiny. Nothing implies progress. Nothing implies purpose. Some histories lead to collapse. Some lead to persistence. We only notice the latter. So here's your takeaway for today. Once structure exists, the universe stops offering clean resets. The past becomes part of the machinery. And that's not a bug. That's how anything lasts. Next time, we'll talk about what happens when systems stop just having a history and start using it. That's where information appears. See you next class.